Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a Trent presentation from November 2016. Miss Claudia Rehbein, head of Rebi GmbH, presents Hybrid Tailoring.
Hello everybody, welcome to my presentation about hybrid tailoring. And this is maybe unusual that pattern maker talk about hybrid, but at least pattern makers also a kind of hybrid because we are between the design department on the one hand with their creativity, and on the other hand we have to think about the sales team, which has to be price oriented, low cost, and it doesn't have to cost too much. So we are in the middle. We have to make the dreams of the designer possible in relation to the sales team. And for the one who don't know me, just a few facts about me. My company called Rebi GmbH and was founded in 2011 in Switzerland. And I'm focused on performance sportswear. And I'm working for really big sportswear companies, set up their collections with pattern, provide them measurements, everything around pattern and measurements and sizing. I started working in performance sportswear in 2006 for Mammut, which is a big mountaineering company in Switzerland. And I really found out this is something I really like to do. And so, yeah, I founded my company really focused on performance sportswear because there are not so many pattern makers who work in the sportswear. And yeah, I want to bring it forward. And before, I was working more than 15 years for different fashion companies like Joop or Gary Weber. So I also know the other side of pattern making just from the fashion. And yeah, the beginning of all was apprenticeship as a dressmaker in 1988. So I'm almost 25 years working in that business. So, and before we start, I asked myself, what is the meaning of hybrid? And then I went through Google and everything, and I found different explanations. Hybrid. In biology, we know it. If you think about the mule, it's a combination, or it's an offspring of two animals, the donkey on the one hand and the horse on the other hand. Then we find it also in a combination of two different things. If you think about music, there's a music style called jungle. It's a hybrid of reggae and house music. So, and of course we all know hybrid cars, driven by petrol engine and electric motor, which works together. And then we can find it also in words, like television. The tele is from Greek and the vision from Latin. So at least, the meaning of hybrid is take out two things, of two different things, bring them together and make one out of it and make the best out of it. And this was my approach of hybrid tailoring. And then I was thinking, pattern maker hybrid tailoring, what could it be? So maybe inspiration because of extraordinary outfits. And Lady Gaga is here a really good example, because she's wearing her very famous meat dress, or the paper dress in the center, or the other one on the left-hand side, which is from Armani. And these combinations always force me to find a solution as a pattern maker, because it's unusual fabrics where I have to work with, which don't have the same characteristics, of course, than fabric have. So hybrid can inspiration. And also collaboration. If you think about Karl Lagerfeld, at the moment, his collaboration with Hennes & Mauritz, this is haute couture bringing together with cost-driven companies, low price, so they can inspire both parties. The one have to think cost-driven, and Hennessy Mauritz gets an input from very high fashion. And also Stella McCartney working together with Adidas. They inspire each other. The one is the prêt-à-porter influence, and then on the other hand, the performance influence from Adidas. And this is also what influenced me as a pattern maker. So we have couture meets fashion meets performance. This could be hybrid also. And then workmanship. There we have three pictures. All have the same goal at the end because they need airproof outfit suits. And so specific activities in combination with workmanship is also a hybrid. And then last but not least, the most important thing here at Performance Days, fibers and fabric. This also could affect me as a pattern maker, because on the one hand we could have engineered fabric, and on the other hand engineered garments. And engineered fabric means to bring different characteristics of fibers into one fabric, and engineered garment means to bring two different fabrics into one garment at the end. So down in combination with stretchable material in the back to get more fit, comfort, and whatever. But this means for me, the example of the jacket, this means for me as a pattern maker, I have to think about it, because this would influence my construction, my pattern making construction. So, but what is my idea of hybrid tailoring? And at least my idea of hybrid tailoring is bringing together comfort and protection. If we have it in the performance, in outdoor sports industry. So at least it will be the fusion of technology and with traditional tailoring. And therefore I brought some examples, which might be not that obvious in the first moment, but yeah, when I was working on that presentation, I thought, yeah, different things can influence, and then I can make the best out of it. So, for example, both of the activities need maximum arm lift, the ballet dancer as well as the mountaineer. So the approach to get the maximum arm lift is different, because on a waterproof jacket we have a very stable fabric, three-layer, with membrane and workmanship. And then the belly dancer, who has to look good, and in the whole story of the context with the theater, you have some rules you have to follow. But both of them can handle to get maximum arm lift. The belly dancer has it as a two-piece top, and the mountaineer, for example, with a gusset. But both can inspire. Why can't the belly dancer have a gusset, and the mountaineer a two-piece garment, which gives you protection on the one hand, insulation on the other hand? Or if we will follow this example, the mountaineer and just the casual fashion. I guess the man on the left-hand side would have a much more comfort fit if you would have inserted an underarm gusset. So then, in this case, the mountaineering can inspire also the fashion. So at least we have also different purpose of usage. And the main idea of the whole presentation, at least, is to think outside the box, just to get inspiration from other things and bring it back into my work. And then we also can work with extraordinary design lines also in a performance sportswear. So why I can't take over the special sleeve seam to a performance garment, a three-layer jacket, or very special underarm gusset, as you can see it on the left-hand side, which is unusual. And I have seen it from a colleague. She is a pattern maker at the Opera in Paris, and she showed us how she will create pattern to provide maximum arm lift. And this looks totally different at the end, this kind of gusset, because it's a regular set in sleeve with an underarm gusset, and you get a maximum arm lift. So we have to get new inspiration, to follow new ways to make our products outstanding, that it doesn't look similar. Each collection is very close, so yeah, we have to find new solutions also as a pattern maker. And then functional design lines to support fit comfort. This is a classic raglan construction, used or inspired by a belly costume also. And you can see on the right-hand picture, there's a lot of fat brick on this place, on the upper sleeve. But if you lift your arm, you need this fabric. Why we can't use it also for outdoor sports, for jackets, or for mid-layer. And then bespoke design lines or alternative workmanship. This could be also helpful for the outdoor companies industry. So it's a very unusual approach, but I think this could inspire us and we could learn from traditional tailoring or fusion of workmanship and pattern. So why we can't adapt from costumes made for circus or for shows, why we can't get inspired with the workmanship to reinforce the head, the shoulder area, and take it over and transform it to our hood, because this doesn't look very nice. But this means for me as a pattern maker that I always have to react. If I get the suggestions from the design team or also from the product management, then I have to bring it back and break it down into my pattern. But there's a lot of inspiration how I can improve my product at the end. And then the next, and there I got inspired from a colleague. She did a project, Anna Luisa Zimmermann, and she's studying in Mönchengladbach in the Fachhochschule Niederrhein, focused on product development and pattern making. And she did a project, an approach how to use functional fabrics in traditional outfits like a blazer. And this is a thermo jersey, and the seams are all ultrasonic welded. So you also maybe for somebody who's riding the horse and who's outdoor in the rain, why we can't use three-layer fabrics and make blazer out of it with seam-taped workmanship? This could be also a new approach, and that maybe makes the lady much more happy if she's riding the horse. So this could be also an approach, just to combine new fabrics or outstanding fabrics together with traditional pattern. And the next is fashion, of course, meets function and also the way, the other way. So in this case, the pattern for the golf pants you see in the center is based on a jeans pattern. And the jeans pattern will be supported the maximum comfort by stretchable functional fabric. This is also at least a kind of hybrid. And the next, and this is what I really love, I saw it last week in a magazine. Innovative fabrication, new technologies, we also can use them for pattern making, but at the end to get the same similar effects as if I would have created, constructed pleats into the pattern. Now, because of the digital print which were used for this outfit, and this is one really new, this is from Moschino, which was shown 2016 in Milano at the Prêt-à-Porter shows. So you just can imitate the pleats on the top of the dress, and I can focus as a pattern maker on the fit, because then if you can see in the center, I just can focus on the darts and can place them where I have to place them. So for me, this could be really good support from the digital print to bring me back to my basic roots of pattern making that I can use at the end, in the end, basic blocks, which get the effects, the look from digital printing. And then, of course, we can support functions as you know them from the K-tape. We can build them into the suits to support the muscle activity, to give more energy to the athletes. And this is also something I have to consider in my pattern construction. So if I insert somewhere the K-tape technology into my garments, then at least I have to work with different lengths in the pattern, and this would affect me also as a pattern maker, but at least it would support the athletes and bring them the maximum of energy and efficiency to get the best results. And then at least, what I really love, why we can't integrate technology which visualize mood or proximity, that we don't need the cables as we see them at the sword fighters. So this could be also approached. And this means for me as a pattern maker, I have to place the technology somewhere in the garment to keep the comfort, to support the fit, and so I have to think about it. And last but not least, it could be used also active and not passive, if you can see it on this slide, why we can't use LED lights, integrate them into jackets, outdoor jackets, of course, but that means for me to find solutions to place the technology. Why we can't use LED lights instead of reflectives, and then if you have to make rescue a mountaineer in the mountains, it's maybe easier to find him because he switched on his LED lights. So this could also a solution. Or last year I went to Innovation Day in Switzerland, and there somebody held a presentation about smart textiles, and we can use it also for tools you can integrate in the fabric just to control your heartbeat or your pulse or your body temperature. This also is something I have to consider later on in my pattern. But at the end of all the slides you have seen, I can have the opportunity as a pattern maker bringing together the best characteristics into one. And therefore, I would thank you to join my presentation, and just want to remember you to think outside the box and to learn from all the others around you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.